In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. All right, girls, hike up your miniskirts and put on your love beads, because today's songs will be all about women.
You know, I still think the women's fashions of the 60s were the best ever.
Yeah, what's not to like with miniskirts that almost show your tushy?
I'm sure glad you never wore skirts like that, did you, dear?
Maybe. Well, my first song was written and recorded by Van Morrison in 1967. It was released as a single in June 1967, peaking at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Brown Eyed Girl. In 1966, midi skirts are the fashion rage, and colorful mod clothes, especially for men, become fashionable. Boy, did they look cute in paisley shirts, striped bell bottoms, and beetle boots, didn't they?
You betcha. But truthfully, a blue-eyed girl stole a piece of my heart 43 years ago. Not brown eyes, blue eyes.
Aww.
Which, coincidentally, takes me to my first song. This song is a romantic, funky love song originally recorded by Irma Franklin. Never heard of her.
Me neither.
This song came to greater mainstream attention when it was done by Big Brother and a holding company in 1968, featuring the great Janis Joplin. Here's Peace of My Heart.
Really big on your music, you know that, but Janis rocked it with that song.
Boy, she was awesome, wasn't
she? Yeah,
she's
good.
Oh, man. In 1966, psychedelic rock music began its meteoric climb as the Byrds' 8 Miles High, the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, and the Count Five's Psychotic Reaction bring the avant-garde sound to the world.
Yeah.
The best music.
And you played 8 Miles High and Psychotic Reaction before, but my reaction to that wasn't psychotic.
You could be having an acid flashback.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Rain, humidity, moisture. They're the troublemakers that can take a hairstyle down. But here's how to hold a hairstyle up. White Rain Hairspray. Why, it holds even in the rain. As if there were little umbrellas in the spray. It's that moisture-proof. White Rain holds and holds and holds. White Rain Hairspray holds, even in the rain.
And it wasn't easy keeping my teased hair propped up six inches above my head. I could have really used a nice spray starch. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the way back machine to the year...
1966. The Luna 9 spacecraft, launched by the Soviet Union, performed the first successful soft moon landing on the 3rd of February. Luna 13 duplicated this feat with a similar moon landing on the 24th of December, 1966. Both returned panoramic photographs that were the first views from the lunar surface.
Listen to the Russian news broadcast.
Третье февраля 1966 года. Впервые в истории советская автоматическая станция Луна-9 осуществила мягкую посадку на поверхность Луны. За выдающимся научным экспериментом следили обсерватории всего мира, получая информацию непосредственно с поверхности спутника Земли.
Да, да. I said it was a Russian newscast, didn't I? Да.
Yeah, but what happened to Luna 10, 11, and 12 way back when?
Oh.
Gotta get back in time.
I found out the name of the brown-eyed girl in my last song, which coincidentally brings me to my next song.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Isn't that a coinky-dink? My next song peaked at number 9 on the Hot 100 Billboard, and according to the songwriter Alan Clark, the song was written during a concert tour the Hollies did with Tom Jones. Here's... Carrie Ann.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're always something special to me. Quite independent, never caring. Your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're so
what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
People live and learn, but you're still learning. You use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the other people say,
hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's new Dietetic Cold Cream, the all-new low-calorie cream for fat, dry faces.
You know, I bet Carrie Ann didn't have a fat, dry face, though.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I bet you she was a wild and crazy girl, which, believe it or not, is the subject of my next song. How about that, huh?
Oh, it's just a coinky-dinky again.
It is. This is a song by Led Zeppelin from their album Led Zeppelin 2, and supposedly about a groupie that stalked them. Okay. It was guitarist Jimmy Page's least favorite song and never was performed in concert. How about that? I didn't know that.
Oh.
But you're going to hear it today, folks.
Do we have to?
Absolutely. You know why?
Why?
Because it topped the charts at number 352 on the Billboard Hot 100. It did. Listen and enjoy Living Loving Maid.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand.
Also in 1966, the television show Batman airs for the first time on ABC in January. That is the first and still the best Batman. The show featured Adam West as a superhero Batman and Burt Ward as his young sidekick Robin. The show was tremendously popular, but only lasted for 3 seasons. I didn't realize that. Seems like there's a lot more.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
We must have watched a lot of reruns.
I sure as heck did.
Whoever Kiri Ann is, she better not be your girl.
Nah, you're my girl, Poopsie.
Okay. She was the Turtles' girl, since they released the song in 1967 that reached number 20 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart and later released as a bonus track on their album Happy Together. Here's the song that is considered to be one of the more experimental pieces from the Turtles. She's My Girl.
Morning, morning glory. If you'd like to know where was I last night, well, I saw a girl with a ball in her eye, and she's so out of sight. She's my girl, and that's what it was last night. Off in a dream. She's my girl. I took her away last night. Went for a ride. Off in the sky, that's where I was last night. Just come back to tell ya, there's a little bit of heaven underneath the apple tree. Every time I see you with that smile upon your face, there's a little bit there for me. And she's my girl, and that's what it was last night. Went for a ride. That's where I was last night. My girl, I took you away last night. My girl, that's where I was last night. My girl, I took you away last night. My girl, that's where I was last night.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Say hello, hello, hello.
don't know.